that was This Is The Kit with their track Moonshine Freeze here on 2SER 107.3. You're listening to The Daily with me, myself, Annie Lewis. Now, the Worldwide Fund for Nature recently released a report showing that scientists have discovered 115 new species of plants and animals in areas such as Cambodia, Laos, Burma, Thailand, and Vietnam. The Greater Mekong area is a diverse habitat of reptiles, amphibians, and fish, with some of the rarer new species being found in this area, but it has been threatened by devastation from coal mining and poaching. To discuss these new findings and the state of the Greater Mekong area habitat is Bill Possiel, who is the Conservation Director at the Worldwide Fund for Nature. Bill, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us on the show. We really appreciate it. Now, what prompted your team to search for new species in the Greater Mekong area?
Well, it's more than WWF's team. They're a group of literally hundreds of scientists that have been working across this region, from nonprofit organizations, universities, government officials, to really better understand the region. We have, in 2016, they identified 115 new species, as you mentioned. This is an aggregation of all the data and research that these organizations, including WWF, have conducted. Those species are incredibly interesting. There are 11 amphibians, 2 fish species, 11 reptiles, 88 plants, 3 mammals. And as you mentioned, in Cambodia, Laos, Myanmar, Thailand, and Vietnam, these species have been identified. And this is just one, you know, a small but significant biodiversity area in the world. So this is, in this day and age, is pretty amazing. To put it in context, in 2015, scientists had identified maybe 2 million species globally. Wow. And they estimate that that's really only about a third of the species that have been identified and named globally. So there's a lot more to discover, and certainly a lot more discoveries will take place in the Greater Mekong region.
Yeah, wow. Well, it seems quite baffling. I mean, it seems that there's so many animal and plant kingdom. It's already so big, so it's surprising that we keep discovering so many new species. So just on that, you said that there will, we've only really discovered a third globally. So will there be further research and searches in this area or perhaps the surroundings, with the possibility that even more species haven't been discovered yet?
Oh, yeah, that research has to continue. Mm. Between 1997 and 2016, there are about 2,524 new species identified to science. And so, the point is that we know so little about the planet Earth. And yet, in recent news, you may have seen that SpaceX, one of the great entrepreneurs of our era, Elon Musk, program to someday colonize Mars, had a successful launch and recovery of a missile, and yet we're talking about going to Mars, and we know so little about Earth. Mm. I mean, these species are just phenomenal. There's a new species of horseshoe bat that's been identified, a crocodile, a lizard in Vietnam. There may be, only about 200 of the crocodile lizards left. There's a brand new snail-eating turtle identified in Thailand that a scientist found twice in markets in Thailand, or else that species wouldn't have been discovered. So there are a whole lot of discoveries that will continue to be made, and obviously we're focused on activities at WWF to protect the ecosystem, species, and genetic diversity that we have on planet Earth.
Mm. Now, if you're just tuning into The Daily, we're speaking with Bill Possiel, Conservation Director at the WWF, on the newly discovered species of reptiles in the Greater Mekong area. Bill, you just mentioned the crocodile lizard found in South Vietnam, and it was one of the many species discovered. So many scientists seem to be quite excited about this discovery. What makes this lizard stand out in particular?
Well, that we are finding a lizard that's a medium-sized animal at this in, 2016. Mm. They estimate that the population is very small, as few as 200, and you need to have a certain number of individuals in order to have viable species to be able to have that population recovery. So in Vietnam, they're taking a very creative approach to this effort, trying to build awareness, particularly with children. They developed a cartoon character around the crocodile lizard and trying to educate children about the importance of protecting this species. you know, lots of other discoveries as well. Two moles in Vietnam, a colorful frog in Vietnam as well. Lots of, you know, the interesting thing about this region as well is the diversity of fish species. The Greater Mekong has an estimated 1,100 species of fish, and there were several new fish species discovered in the Mekong. So, you know, it's an age of discovery, even in 2016. That work, I'm sure, in 2017 will produce even more species. And again, the threats are many. So we have to focus on these two fronts, understanding what we have in terms of biological diversity, but also implementing a series of programs and activities that involve local communities and focus on protecting these amazing species that we share this planet with.
Now, I'll just come back to conservation in just a minute, but another species that kind of stands out was the mountain horse shoe bat, which took 10 years to be determined as whether it was a new species or not. So why does it take so long to decide whether it is a species?
Well, there are other species of horseshoe bats, and scientists have to go through a rigorous process to identify these species. The scientist who actually found the horseshoe bat thought for sure it was a new species, but had to go through a series of tests, had to collect specimens, had to go through a process of documenting the species and publish in peer-reviewed publications. Yeah, it took 10 years to determine that this really is a new species to science, and that's because of the rigorous process that takes place in order to really document that it's a new species and not a variation of an existing species of horseshoe bat.
Right. Now, just coming back to conservation, there are some concerns that many of these reptiles will eventually become endangered due to a lack of focus on protecting the habitat while it becomes devastated by pet poaching and coal mining. You mentioned before that one measure is educating children, but what are some other measures that we could put in place to ensure that these species are protected from further exploitation?
Well, there are lots of things we can do. First of all, we have to understand that these species are valuable. You know, this is the known as the Anthropocene era, where we are dominated by humans globally. All the decisions seem to be made around human benefits, but we share the planet with many species that are really important in their own right and certainly have some economic relevance going forward. And we have to focus on habitat protection in order to really ensure that these populations of the new species and existing species that we are aware of in this region persist over time. We have to be sure that large areas of habitat are protected. And, you know, that's a big challenge in a region that is very diverse culturally. There are about 237 million people who live in the Mekong, if you include the headlands in China and the Tibetan Plateau. So we have a big challenge as the human population really looks at how they can grow the economy and, you know, feed their families, but yet maintain these ecosystems and what we call the patterns and processes of biological diversity that allow these species to persist over time. Enormous challenge. And, you know, the other front that we're working on that I think is critically important is on illegal wildlife trade. And that is a huge issue in this region, where we've got many species that are harvested for export, and so those species are captured and Lao and Myanmar, the border area known as the Golden Triangle, seems to be kind of ground zero, if you will, for the illegal wildlife trade. So we're working to combat that and to educate people about the values of these species where they are, rather than, you know, turning them into some products, ivory products or elephant skin products, a rhino horn, et cetera, that really have no medicinal value but seem to have demands in key countries around the world.
All right, Bill. Well, thank you so much for joining us and giving us your insight on these amazing discoveries.
Yeah, no, it's pretty exciting, and we really appreciate your interest.
Thank you. All right, that was Bill Possiel, who's the conservation director at the WWF, talking to me on the daily about new species of reptiles discovered in the greater Mekong area. It's very exciting stuff. Now, we're coming up to the 11 o'clock mark, almost time for some more news for you, but right now I've got some more tracks. This is Voices in the Fields from Calexio here on 2SER 107.3.
On the floor, I lost never.